from Carnaby Street to Woodstock and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
But I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Hell yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh yeah. Let's get my baby. Across town, she's good for me. Oh yeah, say she loves me early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah, she says she loves me early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah. I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh yeah.
I'll even bet you a shiny penny right now. You never expected us to kick off today by playing that tune. Now, perhaps you stumbled across the show by hearing the advert that's been running on the radio station for the past week. Or maybe it was online that you heard it and you thought, you know what, I wouldn't mind a bit of that Beatlemania with Jeff every single week, 60 minutes of classic tunes. And contained within that advert, there were some absolutely massive tunes that we had on there. Hard Day's Night, bit of Lady Madonna, Hey Jude. And it would have been easy for us to kick off with one of those big Beatles songs that we all know and love, but that is not what this show is about. Yeah, we are going to get them on. We're going to get through them because they're an important part of the Beatles and musical history. But I want this 60 minutes every single week to be about sort of digging deep into the Beatles archive and pulling out some tunes that perhaps you've forgotten about, maybe some album tracks that you've never heard before. There'll also be some demos of songs and tunes very early on in their evolution, which began as one thing and ended as something totally different. There's one fine example of that, which we're going to play a little bit later on, which is a song which was first recorded at the midpoint of the 1960s. It didn't come out, though, until we got into the 70s, and it was on one of the solo albums, one of the very famous solo albums from a member of the Beatles. I'm not going to tell you any more about that until we get to it, and we'll fully explain exactly what it is and what it's all about when we get there. But before we continue on with the music, I just want to say hello and welcome. This is the maiden voyage of Beatlemania with me, Jeff. I am Jeff. I am your host. As you probably guessed, I'm from the Liverpool area. I've got the same accent as the members of the band that we're going to be celebrating every single week. And I don't profess to be the world's greatest Beatle expert. I'm nowhere near the knowledge of the great Mark Lewisohn, who, if you're a big fan of the Beatles, you know exactly about Mark. He knows everything and anything there is to know about the greatest band of all time. But I absolutely love them. I have many a story and many of experience Beatle-related. Even at my age, I wasn't around in the 1960s, but there's many stories and experiences that I'm going to share with you in the coming weeks, months, and hopefully years here at Beatlemania. But yeah, this is going to be about every single week just sharing and celebrating the greatest band of all time, the Beatles. And I really want to hear from you as well. If you've got any ideas or songs that you'd like me to dig out and play for you, get in touch with me. It is so, so easy to do so if you go to our website, which is zestradio.co.uk. But right now, I will push that aside and let's get on with the music, because that's what it's all about. Now, what you're asking yourself, why did you kick off with that song, Jeff? Now, it wasn't a song that was written by Lennon and McCartney. It was actually a tune which was first recorded and released and written by Ray Charles. The Beatles, though, did a couple of versions of that song. The first time it was recorded was on the 16th of July 1963, and it was at the BBC's Paris Theatre in London for the 9th edition of Pop Goes the Beatles, a programme which you'll be very familiar with if you were around in the 1960s. That was first broadcast on the 13th of August. Now, the first version that they did of that can be heard on the first release of Live at the BBC that the Beatles brought out, and that version's sort of very sort of Elvis-y, like, because Elvis did a version of it too. The one we've just played for you, though, then was on a recording that was made on the 31st of March 1964, and it was for the Saturday Club, recorded at the Playhouse Theatre in London, and it was first transmitted on the 4th of April that year. It was only released, though, officially in 2013 on the album On Air, Live at the BBC Volume 2. And I thought it would be a night, because it's a radio show that we're kicking off here. It's a brand new radio show. That was the Beatles recording for radio show. What a nice way to begin our journey. But anyway, we have got some brilliant music coming up for you throughout the next 60 minutes, and we'll continue with it right now by getting this on.
One day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Yeah, tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Beatlemania and beyond.
Paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
relatively quickly over the course of 2 days, that tune, which won't come as much of a shock to anyone who's well-versed on the history of the Beatles' recording techniques. They were in, they were out, and they had a hit single. And we've been able to sort of see the origins and the beginnings of that tune in the recent release of the Super Deluxe version, A Revolver, which came out a few weeks ago. I think there was only two takes. Then they started adding a few overdubs and there was a few tweaks. And quite famously as well, the guitar, the amazing guitar solo that's contained within that tune. A lot of people thinking, oh, what a masterpiece by George Harrison. It wasn't George Harrison. I think there was a bit of a to-do, wasn't there, between George and Paul in the studio. Paul had an idea of how he wanted to sound. So George went, there you go, over to you. Paul picked up the guitar. And that was some solo that he came out with on that, wasn't it? Paperback writer by the Beatles here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, at Zest 60s. Thanks for joining us.
Mr. Moonlight. You came to me one summer night, and from your beam you made my dream, and from the world you sent my girl. We love you, Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight, come again, please. Here I am on my knees, begging if you please. And the night you don't come my way, I pray and pray more each day. 'Cause we love you, Mr. Moonlight. And the night you don't come my way, oh, I pray and pray more each day. 'Cause we love you, Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight, come again, please. Here I am on my knees, begging if you please. And the night you don't come my way, we love you, Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight.
From the cavern to the Abbey Road crossing and everywhere in between.
Oh,
one of the many amazing tunes that came out of the Beatles' trip to India. And what we're going to play for you next here at Beatlemania with Jeff at Zest60s is something that we talked about when we kicked off this morning's edition of the show. We are going to be digging deep into the archive to pull out some tunes that possibly you've heard before, but not in the form that we're going to play it to you, because this one is the very, very early stages of a song that turned out to be something totally different. Now, you'll straight away instinctively go, ah, I know the melody to that tune. I know how this one goes. But then the lyrics will kick in and you'll be like, hang on, this is not how I remember it. This is what Beatlemania is about, digging out stuff that possibly you might have never heard before. This is the lads together singing a song called Child of Nature. Have a listen to it, then we'll catch up with the other side and we'll talk a little bit more about it.
And writing all those songs, you know, wrote tons of songs in India.
On the road to Rishikesh, I was dreaming more or less, and the dream I had was true. Yes, the dream I had was true. I'm just a child of nature. I don't need much to set me free. I'm just a child of nature. I'm one of nature's children. Sunlight shining in my eyes. As I face the desert skies, and my thoughts return to home. Yes, my thoughts return to home. I'm just a child of nature. I don't need much to set me free. I'm just a child of nature. I'm one of nature's children. Underneath the mountain ranges, where the wind that never changes, touch the windows of my soul. Touch the windows of my soul. I'm just a child of nature. I don't need much to set me free. I'm just a child of nature. I'm one of nature's children.
Recorded during the final week of May 1968 at George Harrison's Isha Bungalow, when the lads decided to get together and run through some tracks that they hoped would make it onto their next album. That didn't actually make the cut. It ended up on another album, which I'll go on to in a few moments' time. The first time we officially saw Light of Day of it, though, was when it was part of the box set for the White Album in 2018, which included the full Isha demos. I know it had been kicking around via bootlegs, but it was in 2018 when we finally got the official release by Apple and the rest of the Beatles. Now, it's a bit of a confusing one, isn't it? As I mentioned before we went into it, because if you're not a bit of a Beatles brain, or you've never really gone deep into their archive, that might be the first time you're hearing that. I think it did feature a little bit on the Get Back movie, which came out at the tail end of last year. But anyway, the song, very familiar, the music very familiar to you. The lyrics probably a little bit confused, and I'll let John Lennon explain that, because back in 1980, when he was asked about that tune, he mentioned Mother Nature's Son. He said that was from a lecture by the Maharishi where he was talking about nature. And I had a piece called I'm Just a Child of Nature, which ended up being turned into Jealous Guy years later. They were both, though, inspired from the same lecture by the Maharishi. So there you go. It was the tune, the beginning of the tune that eventually in the 1970s became Jealous Guy.
I look at you all guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake we must surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how you were diverted. You were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I look from the wings at the play you are staging while my guitar gently weeps. As I'm sitting here doing nothing but aging, guitar gently
from the birthplace of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world. Things, you know, he buys her diamond rings, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
with me and I feel fine.
From the Cavern to the Abbey Road Crossing and everywhere in between.
Possibly do justice about the recording and the ideas behind that tune. What I would urge you to do, though, if you're into your podcasts, check out one called Nothing Is Real, which is a brilliant Beatles podcast by two Irish guys who really know their stuff. And there is one specific episode where they spend the best part of an hour talking solely about that tune. And it is an unbelievable story. Do you know Paul McCartney once said that was his favourite ever Beatles song? It was in 1988 when he was asked the question. He said, people are only just discovering the B-sides of the Beatles singles. They're only just discovering things like You Know My Name, Look Up My Number. Probably my favourite Beatles track ever, just because it's so insane, brings back so many memories. And that's what this show is all about. If you have just joined us, welcome along to Beatlemania with me, Jeff. It's the first edition of the show. Just let me
got no kick against Martin Jack. I'm trying to play a good old man. The beauty of the melody. I trim it down to like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll dude. Any old way you choose. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use. Gotta be rock on you. If you want. If you wanna dance, I took my loved one over across the track. Mother said the piano will impress. Understood that they had a rocking band. And they were blowing like a hurricane. I started playing that rock and roll. Any old way you choose. Got a backbeat you can lose. Any old time you use. Gotta be rock on you.
Playing the biggest hits and a few rare ones in this Beatlemania with Jeff.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will and you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But, well. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on, George, one time for me.
Street to Woodstock
and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Martha. I'm sure there was a few other things that came into the mix once the songwriting process begun, but yeah, it all started with a dog, a lovely dog called Martha. If you've not seen, by the way, there's loads of pictures of Paul and the dog online. If you just go to Google, type in Martha and Paul McCartney, you'll be able to see it. That was Martha, my dear, here at Beatlemania on a Sunday with me, Jeff. This is Zest60s, where we like to sit back every single Sunday and play not just a load of classic Beatles tunes, but some deep cuts, demos, and stuff that you've quite possibly never, ever heard before. This one, I'm pretty sure you have. And it's been featured quite heavily over the past few weeks on a lot of playlists because, of course, the re-release version of Revolver finally came out. This is the track that opens the album. It's Taxman.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
We'll be right back.
Beatlemania and beyond.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. What have I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Not the most famous song, but one that John talked about quite a bit during the 1970s in various interviews, and he was very open about the Bob Dylan influence that came during the recording and the writing of that tune, which you didn't need me to point out. You can hear it, can't you, with the harmonica. But when talking about it in 1974, he said, "I'm a loser is me in my Dylan period because the word clown is in it. I objected to the word clown at first because that was all arty-farty, but Dylan had used it, so I thought it was all right to do so, and it rhymed with whatever I was doing at the time." It was the B-side also to I Feel Fine, that tune from the album Beatles for Sale. That is I'm a Loser here at Zest 60s on a Sunday. This is Beatlemania with me, Jeff.
Long and winding road that leads to your disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried, and still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me
long, long time ago. Times I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried. But still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time ago. Don't keep me waiting here.
Don't keep me waiting.
Lead me to your door. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
from the Cavern to the Abbey Road Crossing and everywhere in between.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Shall we do it again next week? Of course we should. It'd be rude not to. This has been Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on Zest60s across the Southwest and Exeter on DAB, and also wherever you're listening to us right now across the globe, originating from our website. There's so many weird and wonderful apps that link into our website, zestradio.co.uk. But thank you very much for your company. We will do it all over again next week. And as I've mentioned a couple of times throughout the show, I'd love your suggestions. I'd love your thoughts, anything you want to hear, anything you want to tell me, your stories about the Beatles. Share them with me via the website, zestradio.co.uk. Have yourself a great week, and I'll meet you back here Sunday, midday next week, for another edition of Beatlemania. Is that a deal? Of course it is. See you next time.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
To Woodstock and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
better to leave it.